Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
All right, it is cold outside. Oh, it's still 1 degree, but it's sunny, you know? That's okay, isn't it, Jeff, that it's sunny outside?
Until you get out of the car.
It's all right. As long as there's no snow on the roads, I'm okay with it.
That's true.
That's all I really care about.
That's true.
Just got to run outside real quick and then do what you need to do. Get inside in the next building and roll on. We live in Cleveland. We expect this. We know what this is all about. 216-474-0092. All right, so there's just like some little noisy things about Ohio State winning a national championship that have kind of stuck in my craw.
Noisy. Is that?
Annoying.
Oh.
Noisy. You know, okay. Are you down with that?
No, I wasn't sure.
I'm looking through social media.
Okay.
And
there's your first problem.
Yeah, I probably should have stopped. So Brian Hartline's getting ripped by some guy saying, Ohio State, national champions, best team money can buy. And I'm like, what?
Some guy?
No, it was somebody. Well, you know what's funny? I used to look at those and I would see if they were verified. And I'd be like, wow, that's somebody who might be actually important. And then I realized you can pay to be verified, so it doesn't really matter. And so I just like, I'm reading this and I'm like, all Hartline was doing was celebrating the 1,000 yard. Ohio State had 4 guys that had either 1,000 yards in rushing or receiving this year, which I think is pretty awesome. You know, it's a big deal. And, It's exciting. It's exciting for the players. And, you know, again, they did play the longest season in Ohio State history. But, you know, you look at it and you're like, okay, this is a coach congratulating his players. And I'm like, okay, I'm down with that. But someone's got to fire. Like, there's just so much venom and so much smack talk. And
Welcome to our world today, Andy.
This whole ridiculous, like, can we sit here and just kind of celebrate? Like, I don't want to sit around and look at Ohio State's national championship this year like I just went to a restaurant, a really nice restaurant, and they decided to not – they didn't charge me for the hors d'oeuvres, or the server forgot to put the hors d'oeuvre on the bill, and then you walk out the door and you're like, that seemed a little low. And then you go back and look at the receipt and you're like, oh, they forgot to charge me for the hors d'oeuvre. Let's go. Let's get out of here before they figure it out. That's not the national championship Ohio State won. It's not. Ohio State beat how many quality teams did Ohio State have to beat to prove it? And at the end of the day, they were number one. They're the best team in the country today. Today, they're the best team in the country, and that's why they're called national champions.
And they didn't outspend Texas, but they beat Texas.
I mean, NIL's been around for a couple years now. Did anyone once last year go, Michigan, man, best team money can buy. Never heard that.
Listen, this is the way the game is played now. You might not like it. I don't like it. But this is the way the game is played. So the idea that you spent money on your college football team, on your college basketball team, on your college baseball team, shouldn't even come into play anymore. Hey, you're allowed to play by these rules. So, end of conversation, is it not? Seriously, isn't it the end of the conversation?
In many ways, I agree. But does the aggravation stem from the... what's the best way to put this? The aggravation stem from the fact that players are getting paid. Does that aggravate you? Or is it the fact that there are just so many more voices out there to whine and complain that sometimes when someone's actually making a valid point or cheering or calling attention to something that deserves praise, that someone's got to come back and you know what all over it? I mean, that happens all the time. And I don't know if it's... Is it because of social media? I think maybe that's the part of it, Jeff, that... You know, everyone has a voice now that seems equal to, if it warrants it, is equal to what the media used to have. And those voices get really, really loud.
Yeah, but Andy,
but you have to let them. You have to let them get loud.
That's exactly right. I mean, you have to go seek that stuff out. You know, if you don't want to read social media, you don't want to hear bashing or whatever, don't do it. It's just that this is the way this is now done. This is college athletics. You're spending money. You're allowed to spend money. You're allowed to pay players. If you want to compete, you better pay players. If you don't want to compete, that's okay. That's all right. But if you want to compete, like Indiana is like the sixth highest paid NIL, Indiana football.
And look at them. They're back on the map.
And look what they did. That's right. They're playing by the rules. That's allowed.
I mean, they've had like two win seasons since 93.
Anybody who wants to push the narrative that Ohio State spent more money than everybody else, okay, well, then shame on everybody else. They were allowed.
Yeah, I see all these people that get so bitter.
Yep. Don't even worry about that one.
Well, I'm not.
I'm taking that one off your mind for you.
Oh, it wasn't. It was on my mind just for the topic of conversation for you and I. And for anybody that wanted to listen in on that, because I just don't like, I don't know how you can't just kind of sit back, relax, and go, man, what a great season for Ohio State. Sure. You don't have to feel like you didn't pay for something on the menu when you walked out because they lost to Michigan. And the farther away we get from this little tiny hiccup era that one game matters during the regular season, the better off I think we're all going to be. This is the NFL, man. This is where we are.
It's another version of the National Football League.
It absolutely is. Mm-hmm. And as we get farther into this and history changes things, people are going to sit around and go, now, wait a minute. The Buckeyes played on Thanksgiving, and then they were off until January 1st? What? I mean, that was reality just, you know, a few years ago. Now we live in this world where you know where we are, and you got to win a championship. You got to win a tournament to get there. And I'll be honest with you, I love it. I love the fact that we're not sitting around and having people like Jeff and I determine who the national champion are. Let's be honest. When we're asking ourselves, well, who did the AP think was the national champion? Who do the coaches think was the national championship? What a joke that was. That was a joke. And I know we're a decade past it.
It was the system.
That's all we had.
It was the system, yeah.
But I would turn and I would look at 1AA at the time, and I would look at Division II, and I would look at Division III, and I'd be like, well, these guys got it right, man. They're playing it out. They're taking the teams, they're putting them on the field. That's why I truly believe that this thing's going to 16 quicker than it needs to get there fast.
The only thing that wasn't quite right was the seeding.
Yeah.
That was it, and they'll tweak that.
Well, I think it's the seeding and the notion that you get a bye. And not having the opportunity to have a home game. Because I think that, you know, these four teams that got the bye, and then, you know, then we got into the whole rust arrest discussion, they also lost out on a gate. A lot of money that they could have made at home.
They'll tweak it.
So I think that we're looking at, do you think I'm right that we're heading towards 16?
Oh, eventually. I think it might take a little while, though.
Well, they definitely need to figure out the reseeding because let's face it, that they thought the Pac-12 was still going to be the Pac-12
Boise was the third seed the way it was set up. Boise was the third seed ahead of Ohio State.
Yeah, there's just no way. So as we kind of digress, so you look at the 12-team playoff there, and then look at all the other things that we kind of. That we've discussed over the last few weeks about this college football playoff. So overall, do we like it? Do we like what we saw?
Yes, it's better.
I think so, too.
It's better. I mean, the excitement of the championship game obviously was a bigger deal here because we're in the state of Ohio. But it was real. You know, I thought it was fun watching other games that didn't involve Ohio State. Why? Because they were actually playing for something. The whole old bowl system where teams played and it's like, hey, congratulations, you won the Fiesta Bowl. What does that mean? It means that you might be sixth in the AP poll now. Well,
I played in the New Year's Day
right.
Six.
So what? You know, if you're a good college player on your way to the pros, you don't even want to be in that. You know what I mean? Why should I go play and get hurt? I'm gonna bag it. As it turns out, you had games that were meaningful
and players that stuck around to play. Well, that might not have in the past.
Players who were getting paid to stick around to play as well. I wonder if that's in their deal. Hey, you got to finish the season. We're gonna pay you, you know, $500,000, but you got to play every game we play. I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that either. But I
do know that the one thing that should get tweaked about NIL is, okay, if you're going to pay these guys and they have to have some obligation to stay with you, can't be transferring every year. That's a bad system.
So this NIL thing is changing, though. It's the NIL part of it's kind of going away, that the schools can now pay these guys to play for the school, and which to me makes a lot more sense when you look at the whole thing. I don't know how this is going to affect the rest of college football or the rest of college sports when the schools are now ultimately paying the players without having to, you know, kind of put up this, although they can still do advertising name image like this, but to put up the charade of, oh, well, they're getting this money, but they're working for this car dealership too, or they're working for this potato chip place or whatever like that. Like, this is all going to change even more as we go farther in the future, but it does seem like the schools and the university are going to have a little bit more control over or what we're seeing and where we're going. I want to ask this as we go to break here in a couple seconds here too. And is Ohio State likable? Like, I know we went into the championship and people were saying for the first time ever, Notre Dame was a likable team. And it was because of Marcus. I'll be honest. There's a lot of people that just
don't. Why for the first time ever? A lot of folks love Notre Dame.
Yeah, but I'm saying for people who,
I mean, it's truly America's team, I think.
Oh, I don't know if that's true, if Notre Dame is America's team.
I think they have their own national television deal.
Well, that's okay, but I mean, so does, every game in the Big Ten's on national TV,
every
too.
Every game in the Big Ten, every Notre Dame game.
So what's the difference? Every game is on national TV. All of those teams are.
Yeah, but I mean, it's NBC.
Well, it's Peacock, too. I mean, it's the same thing.
It's a big deal.
The big deal is the fact they get to keep all their own money.
The big deal is their fan base is based in, along with a school, a religion. You know, so that's part of it.
I don't know. Is Notre Dame America's team? I don't know that I believe that. Do you believe that?
I have for years.
That Notre Dame is America's team.
I think they have a bigger fan base than everybody else. Based on A, being an independent, B, network television, C, it's Catholic University, and it's the university of the Catholic religion, really, for football teams.
Well, I mean, BYU is the... is the university for Mormons. I don't know. I'm not buying what you're selling. Like, I don't know that.
You don't have to.
I mean,
to.
I like Notre Dame. I've never rooted against them. But, I mean, is Ohio State likable? Let's start there. And then I'll go back and come talk about Notre Dame, too, and that's in that same instance, too. But I'm just wondering about Ohio State fans in general right now, because I know that, man, this is poking the bear when we talk about the Buckeyes. 216-474-0092. That's the number to call in. Baskin and Phelps. You know, Jeff and I are just still kind of, you know, coming down from the high from watching Ohio State win a national championship.
Was it a high?
It was for me. I enjoyed it.
I mean, I thought it was fun.
Yeah, it was a great ride. I don't know that the Notre Dame game was the best of the four playoff games that we saw for Ohio State. The Texas game to me was probably the most memorable. The scoop and score will be the play that I'll remember the most.
That's the play Ohio State fans might remember the most in Ohio State history.
Holy Buckeye is probably right up there.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, that's because you're not a fan. But that was a play that when they, in 0-2, that Krenzel threw against Purdue on a fourth down play that went in a game that if they would have lost, they never would have the chance. And I think that's another part of what we're talking about is, you know, college is having a chance, or university is having a chance to still win a national championship, even if you have an ugly loss during the regular season. I kind of enjoy that. It means you don't have to be perfect.
Much more NFL.
Yeah.
Let's just clear that that's the way this is moving.
Yeah.
If you're not okay with it, well, tough.
Yeah, this is where we are.
If you like the old system, then become a Division II, Division III college football fan.
Yeah, I just didn't like the old system.
That's not even the same because they do a playoff there.
Yeah, I think once you experience, and I know that anybody that ever did for years always kind of looked at what we saw in the old 1AA and Division II and Division III and said, now that's how you determine a champion. That's how you figure this thing out. This isn't about, you know, letting the media or the coaches decide who's the best team in the country. Let the players do it.
Agree completely.
And the seeding this year is something that's going to have to get fixed. But let me go back to just two of the questions that we were talking about before. Is Ohio State a likable champion? Can you like Ohio State? And then the other problem, you know, when you get into it, when you talk about the big dogs like Notre Dame, like Michigan, like Ohio State, is that this venom that's out there too that we see and you read about or you kind of see, and everyone kind of wants to cut on the champion. And maybe that's just the price you pay to be in the spotlight. And so I look at some of that stuff and I'm like, where are we with this? That it's so negative. Like, and you know, it's always interesting to me, people who are just anti-Ohio State, just like can't stand Ohio. Is Ohio State the Yankees? A lot of times, I mean, I've been hearing that for 20, 25 years. Ohio State is the Yankees when it comes to college football.
Yeah, but there are other Yankees in college football.
Ohio State has become...
There's only one or two other Yankees in Major League Baseball. Dodgers.
A little bit. Still, I mean, if it was Dodgers-Yankees, I'd probably root for the Dodgers.
But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Just the perennial big-time powers and money, market, blah, blah, blah. There are a lot of big-time college football programs, Andy.
Alabama, Texas, yeah, but
Ohio State, Florida.
It's more like with Alabama or the SEC teams, it's like you kind of hate the SEC if you're from the North. It's not, I don't know that I specifically.
Either that or respect them.
Or Georgia. You know, you look at those programs and you're like, it's the SEC thing. I don't know that it's so much I look at the program. I think that people around the, and just like you said before that you thought that some people think Notre Dame is America's team. Some people think the same thing about Ohio State. They just want to see Ohio State lose. And that's always a byproduct of winning. Let's be honest. That's what it is.
Sure.
It's teams that are envious of what you've got going on at your own university. Jeff is in University Heights, speaking of universities. Hi, Jeff.
Jeff.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Yeah, I want to speak to is Ohio State likable, but real quick, on the last 2020 update, water is wet, grass is green, sky is blue, and Caris DeVert is injured. So those are things that just you come to be expected. But I'm an alum.
Harsh.
But harsh but true. I'm an alum. But I can see why people don't like us. And especially this rendition, if you will, of the Buckeyes, you have a coach that, you know, whined last year about, oh, you know, they say we're soft and, you know, Ohio against the world and all that. So I can see that. I also can see the take that the person had, Andy, that you said you saw on social about the best team money can buy because, you know, they had a $21 million, for lack of a better term, payroll.
Right.
And I look at that the way I look at the Dodgers. You know, everybody commends the Dodgers. Well, what star on the Dodgers did the Dodgers develop? They bought Mike Mookie Betts. They bought Freddie Freeman. They bought Shohei. So they should win. So
here's the awkward feeling on it, Jeff. We've never really, you know, until the last couple of years, above the table, had the ability to kind of look at it and go, oh, in college they bought a championship, which would be true of any team that wins a championship now, not just Ohio State.
That's true. I'm not saying I agree with the take. I'm just saying I can see how a person would arrive at that take based on what we just said. So while I don't necessarily agree with the best team money can buy, quote unquote, I can understand someone feeling that way, and I can definitely understand why people don't like Buckeye Nation, because Buckeye fan can be quite obnoxious and myopic at times, and that can grate on people. They can look at us the same way I look at the Dukies, as being very myopic, mommy's little prima donnas, spoiled little brats, which that's how I look at the Dukies. So I can understand why people would look at Buckeye fans side-eye.
Jeff, thank you. Appreciate your perspective on that. He gets the VIP treatment because he's an alumni, so that's like the resume card when you're talking about Ohio State. If you say I'm an alumni, then your word is more powerful than just average. Well, I wonder how many fans of Ohio State, especially around our area, are Ohio State fans just because they're Ohio, because they're the biggest school in Ohio.
Most people I know who are Ohio State fans.
I mean, but this the biggest...
I know a lot of Ohio State fans who went to other schools in the state of Ohio. It drives me nuts.
Yeah, I was curious because I know you had a little bit of a take on this too. Just your feelings on Ohio State in general.
Well, the first thing is to every single fan out there who is getting all bent out of shape as other fan bases are coming to you and saying, "Oh, you bought a title." You know, the great piece of advice that I once got, and it becomes truthful by the day, which is, if you let it bother you, it's gonna keep coming. So don't let it bother you. And that's how I feel with the whole thing. It's like, yeah, you're right. We did. We ponied up. Ohio State ponied up. They got what they got. Michigan fans giving you crud? Tell them to go call their doctor friends. Pony up. This is the game. This is the world that we're playing.
You got the auto industry right there in Detroit.
Exactly.
You
know? If you don't want to play the game, then go play in AA, because this is the game we're playing right now. So pony up. Call your doctors. Call your lawyers. Call your real estate developers. Call your CEOs.
Doctors don't make as much now with healthcare the way it is.
And they put in a ton of hours.
Yeah, they work really hard.
Like, I'm telling you, my guy's, like, he's in till 9, 10 o'clock at night doing paperwork every day.
That's what it is. Don't let it bother you.
Well, they're paying off student loans.
Yeah.
I go with the industrialists. Go to the business people.
I don't care. Hedge funds. I don't care where you're getting
getting
from.
Shaken down, getting shaken down by the big hospitals chains here. Yeah.
You're Michigan. Call the Saudis even. Although I mean, that's where we are. Like, this is the game that we're playing.
Yeah, big pharma.
Big pharma gets them.
This is the game we're playing. If you don't like the game that we're playing, then go change the different sport.
Amen. That's exactly it.
I'm tired.
You don't have to like the system in place. I don't. I don't like the system in place. You're paying these kids and they're bouncing all around. It feels sleazy.
Are we going to have the truth? Is a 22-year-old a kid? Is a 21-year-old a kid argument or no?
You know what we're talking about. Let's not get into schematics.
Yeah, let's not do that. Because
minutia will put everyone to sleep and they're already frozen. The last thing they need to do is sleep in an iceberg.
That's an argument.
You have children.
Yes.
Do you treat them as complete adults? Mine are legally. I don't.
When they decide to act like adults, I treat them like adults.
There's the caveat. So end of story right there.
Here we go.
Which means I will never be an adult.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. I feel pretty good about that.
Trust me, that was never a consideration on this show.
I mean, that's
and you are the ultimate adult. So
to the people who are sitting there going, "Oh, this guy went after Brian Hartline," it's that. But stop letting it bother you. Who cares?
Exactly
who
right.
Who cares? Get care. Over yourself. That's it.
All Brian Hartline has to say is, "Yeah, great. Look.
Yeah, guess what? I played the game. I played by the rules, I was better at it than you.
I played. I was good. Now I'm playing this game by the rules that they've laid out for us.
So pick
and I recruit the snot out of the nation and get the best wide receivers in the country.
If I was getting fitted for a national championship ring, I know what finger I would probably want to put it on for this season for Ohio State.
Oh, now you know you're what getting
I'm
nasty.
You know what I'm saying?
I hear what
if you're
saying.
If you were Ryan Day, wouldn't you? I'm reading stories this morning about how he had to have 24-hour police protection for his family after the Michigan loss. Seriously?
Which is insane.
And we've come a long way from just laughing at the people that would put for sale signs in front of John Cooper's house in Upper Arlington when he would lose to Michigan.
And I wonder this. If it's going more NFL, do coaches become more NFL? In other words, you know, hey, you did your 4 or 5 years, you're out. Instead of it becoming their kingdom. We talked a little bit about that yesterday. I think so. I think Ryan Day is more of an NFL-style coach than the old school, "Hi, I'm running my entire kingdom."
Oh, that reminds me.
He doesn't give me that kind of a feel.
Do we have Costas on this week? We have got to bring up what he said last week on the show. We've got to. Is he on with us this week? I can't remember.
Let it go.
You need to let that go.
Let what go? It was a great conversation.
Nick Costo said Marcus Freeman is a much better coach than Ryan Day, and it stuck with Andy.
No, what he said.
He's become very grumpy.
That's what he said.
Who has become grumpy?
You have.
He said big coaching edge for Notre Dame.
I saw you standing outside with your dogs yelling at them about it.
He said.
Marcus Freeman is a fine coach, Andy.
I agree. I totally agree. I think Marcus just needs another year. It needs a couple more years at Notre Dame. I mean, look, we're talking about a couple more years at Notre Dame if he wants to go to the NFL. I have no problem. I think Marcus Freeman's awesome.
I'll bet he ends
loved
up
him
at
as
Notre
a player
Dame for about 20 years.
Super easy to work with as a player. Always gave honest answers. He looked honest. I mean, everything he was saying that we've watched Notre Dame over the last couple of weeks, especially during the playoffs, you're like, okay, I can appreciate
maybe
where this guy's
from.
Maybe
he is a better coach than Ryan Day.
Is he? I don't know.
I don't know.
Did Ohio State have more talent than Notre Dame? Probably.
Yes.
Yeah. So did Marcus get the most out of his talent throughout the playoffs? Yeah, I think he did.
I thought he did a great job.
I do too.
But I thought Ryan Day did a great job.
But let's not avoid what the conversation here is. This is about Nick saying last week that when he said straight out, he's like, "Well, I don't hear anybody talking about the NFL wanting Ryan Day. They all want Marcus Freeman." I'm like, before the Michigan game, I'd still heard Ryan Day NFL. I don't know, perceptions.
All I know
that come
is
together after two or one game are like ridiculous.
Anybody can say anything they want about anybody in this day and age, and go ahead and say anything you want about Ryan Day. He's now one of three active college football coaches who have a national championship on their resume, and he goes to the bank and they smile and welcome him in every day.
Let's walk back into
Ryan,
your room here.
Good to see you again. Come on in. Have you talked to Stella lately? She's our wealth management person.
Yes. Do you know anything about VIP banking? Come on, hang out with us for a little while.
Good to see you, Ryan. Come on back tomorrow.
With that said, I'll leave you with this question as we head into the next hour, and we'll talk about the Cavs in the hour.
Did you know
next
Stella did wealth management?
I did not know.
Yeah.
Stella is VP of wealth management?
I think she is.
Okay, we'll just make sure. So let me leave you with this question. If you were Ohio State, would you add years onto his contract? Would you sign him to another extension? Think about it. 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps.